الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم محترمہ اور بہنوں respected mothers sisters in Islam Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, the topic for today is the bliss of marriage. When we study the noble Quran, we find various verses. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala tells us, "Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahun." They, the wives, they are the garment and the clothing for the husband, and the husband is the garment and the clothing for the wife. So what does Almighty Allah mean by this? When we wear our clothes, so we might have a scar or a mark and so forth on our body, so it conceals and it covers it. So husband and wife need to cover one another's faults, shortcomings. When we wear clothes, we enhance our beauty. When we are married, so we enhance our reputation. So it shows so many things happen. Now what is nikah? We need to go to a person like Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He was a linguist par excellence. Someone asked him, "Madan nikahu ya Amir al-Mu'mineen?" What is nikah, O Amir al-Mu'mineen? He said, "Sururu shahrin," 1 month's happiness. You know, today people, they say they're going for honeymoon. In Islam we don't have this, but I'm just giving example. So they go and then they're at their best. Husband tries his level best to treat his wife with all the love and compassion and whatever you. The wife tries her best. So sururu shahrin, 1 month's happiness. Waluzumu maharin, and you have to pay the mahar. One day one person asked me in a workshop, "Why must we, the men, pay the mahar?" So I told him, he was an old person, "Baji, no pay, no play. You can't play free of charge, you know. So that is security for you, the lady, that the husband gives you, whether it is in cash or kind." And then humumu daharin. So now you are alone. Thereafter you're a wife, thereafter a mother, grandmother. So now all the responsibilities are increasing. So marriage is where the responsibilities increase. And then if you look at every phrase, this was what Sayyidina Ali did. Every phrase ended with a re, with a ra. Sururu shahrin, luzumu maharin, ghumumu daharin, and nuzulu qabrin. And one day, we have to place you in the qabr. I was speaking to our brother Haji Ahmad Dokratna, and he just related to me of his honorable wife, how she passed away there in Medina Munawwara. Subhanallah. A sign of a person who is accepted by Almighty Allah. So therefore, what good deeds we do, at that time it becomes manifest. People don't know where we will die, what will happen, Quran Kareem states. But when people have such death, obviously they did some good actions, and the mercy of Almighty Allah came, and subhanallah, that they pass away, and then everything else just follows. So remember, mothers, sisters, this marriage, normally I give 10 points, and I want all of you to memorize this 10 points. Whether you are married, whether you are still going to get married, whether you're a nani or a dadi, inshallah. 1 minute. So, now I just wanted to ask Malona which way is Qibla. So anyway, mothers, sisters, that 10 lessons. What is the first lesson? This weekend, our daughter, our son is getting married. You as the mother, you as a nani, dadi, you should give them this training. This is called Adabu Laylati Zifaf, the etiquettes of the wedding night. Number one, beside the mahar, now when the husband and wife are alone, then the husband should give his wife a gift. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his wife Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha milk. So it shows that is how you break the ice. So the husband, because they are total strangers, so you give her some gift and so forth. And that is besides the mahar and the marital gift. That's a sunnah for the wedding night. Second one, you must read salat together. Husband in front and the wife at the back. The hadith of the mulk is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. The hadith of salat is mentioned in Musannaf Ibn Abi Shayba. I performed the nikah once, so I was delivering the lecture before the nikah. And I told that brother, tonight when you're alone with your wife, so you be the imam and your wife will be behind you. So what did he say? He told me after the nikah, the dua, everything, we were walking out. He said, you know what? How I'm going to make imamat? My surahs are kacha. I told him, I made your nikah pakka and you tell me your surahs are kacha. Read wal asri inna atayna. You don't have to read Yasin and Tabarak and all that. So anyway, so we must educate our sons, our daughters, grandchildren. So we start our foundation with salat. And then, inshallah, the mercy of Almighty Allah will descend. So that's number two. Number three, what you say, Mama? You say, inu magaj bo tikku che. Isn't so? Say, oh, my son-in-law, and lot of trouble, and every day they're phoning us. So mothers, sisters, from the wedding night, we sort it out. The hadith in Musannaf Abdul Razak, husband, wife, now the husband gave the gift, and they read salat. Now you read, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha. Ya Allah, this lady is my wife. Whatever goodness she has, good qualities, Ya Allah, let us share it together. And whatever weaknesses she has, Ya Allah, I seek your protection. Then she will read the dua for the husband. And then you sprinkle the water. You put the radiator, you know the car's got radiator. So you cool the whole thing down. You make the tikkum magaj already now. You soften him up from the wedding night. So the one thing now you're putting parelo pani and all that. You understood? You say, hey, this lady's gone but crazy. First night she's putting parelo something here. No. So you put some water on his forehead, you cool him down. Sometime today they kalkop also the husbands, you know. So they don't have hair. So still you give him nice some little shower there. And for you, you don't worry of your beautiful hairstyle and all that, so he will sprinkle some water for you. So that is what you do on your wedding night. Now I'll tell you something, your sisters won't like it, but anyway. You see, when I was in Newcastle, one nikah I performed, so one old man, Baji, came. He said, you know what, in our time the Maulanas, they never told us all this, what we must do wedding night, now what we must do. So I told him, Baji, come here. He said, what? I said, just take number two and then you do everything the right way, you see. So you ladies don't like that, obviously. Understood? So that's why we're telling you now, inshallah. So don't worry. Tonight also you can put your husband, come here. We can make qaza also. Let me put some water for you. So you cool him down now already. You understood? So how many prescriptions we got? Three. How many recipes? Three. First one, to give gift. Second one, that we read salat together, and third one is we sprinkle the water. Now to keep that glitter and that shine in our marriage. Seven prescriptions. You try it and see. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ Must I not show you that action, that if you carry it out, it will generate mutual love? Afshu salama baynakum. MashaAllah, you live in Laudium, Erasmia, Claudius, yeah, there. Nice, beautiful mansion, home. It's a house, the house becomes a home. We don't want you to stay in a home only, sister. We want your home to become Dar as Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. So how will that happen? When you make salam to one another. Husband makes salam to wife. Wife makes salam to husband. Parents to children. Children to parents. See how much barakah, how much sakina will descend. Allah will unite, not the bodies, but the hearts will get united. So number four. Number five, tahadu tahabu. I always tell the men on the radio in my lectures, you can't be giving your wife only the mahar and marital gift and then you finish. A genius like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, listen to his incident. Qissatu Umar wal A'rabi. That is the heading of the story. Our Honorable Ustad wrote the story, Sheikh Mudali Sabuni, in his kitab. One day, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting in his house, and an A'rabi, a Bedouin, a person who lives on the outskirts of Medina, came right till the door, and then took a, of Sayyidina Umar's house, he took a U-turn and went away. Sayyidina Umar saw. He sent someone to call that person. They brought him. He said, you came here and then you went away. He said, please, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I don't ask me. He said, I insist, I'm Amir al-Mu'mineen, you must tell me. He said, okay. I had few words with my wife and she had many paragraphs for me. You know the woman, they can't keep quiet. You know the story, sister? The one person went to a person's shop and then he asked him, there's no customers here, what you doing? Killing flies here, what? He said, for true, I'm killing flies. So how many flies you kill? He said, 11. Seven of them were females and four were males. He said, subhanallah, how you knew which fly was a male, which one was a fly, a female? He said, the ones sitting on the phone were all females. You know, women, they talk the whole time. So that were the seven I killed on the phone. And the four sitting on the table, men are always hungry jacks, you understand? Always hungry. Bring this food, bring this food, bring the sweets, bring the chocolate. So he said, Sayyidina Umar, we had an argument. My wife gave me such a tongue lashing. I felt so hurt. I came here to your house. I heard your wife giving you a tongue lashing. I said, what does Amirul Mu'mineen help me? We're both sitting in the same boat. This is Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar. When the shaitan used to see his huzu used to break, he used to take a U-turn and run away. But that is a house. Sayyidina Umar said, let's sit now and discuss this. Who cooks your food? Say, my wife. Who brings up your children? My wife. Who cleans the house? My wife. Who looks after your valuables? Your wife. Subhanallah, one lady and she got 5, 6, 7 portfolios. So sometime let her vent her anger also and let her speak. See the wisdom of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So that is the lesson. See, prescription. Now, recipe number 5. Tahadu tahabu. Give gifts to one another that will generate mutual love. It's husband, wife. You are strangers. And now you're going to go and join together, have unity of thought. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ الدَّغَائِنَ. When you give gifts, it removes that malice, that rancor, that hatred. It will bring the two of you closer. So you must be intelligent. Now you see, I have to give you one secret. This is what Fatima does, my wife, right? She will buy one topi for me, or buy one miswak, or buy one pair of socks in it. Then she spends 100, but I have to spend 1,000. You see? So it's a great investment, isn't it so? So you must remember these kind of things. So you, when your husband doesn't expect it, you do the same. Buy one pair of socks, buy one handkerchief, buy one topi, one this one. So anything that he likes, and then just leave it there. Your husband, bichara, is so gullible. He will see, what a sweetheart, darling wife I got. Without asking, she bought for me. And slowly the credit card will come your way, the debit card will come your way, everything. And the husband, bichara, even 1 rand to give to the beggar, you'll have to ask the wife. You understood? So that is the hadith in Bayhaqi. So give gifts to one another. It will melt your heart. 6-1 mothers, sisters, you know our South Africa. How nuts the government is gone also. So you must remember that what laws they're bringing in. So very soon it will be very difficult to have maids and domestics and that. So better start now. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen to the akhlaq. Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhlaq, so sublime, so exalted. The hadith in Sunan Nasai. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha drinking water radiallahu anha. She left the glass there, still a half full, three quarter full. Not only took the water, the side from where Sayyida Aisha drank, radiallahu anha, Nabi alayhi salatu salam turned the glass around and drank from that side. And you know what our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha says? Wa ana ha'izun. All this happened while I was still in my napaki, my menses. Imagine. To show Siddiqa, bintu Siddiq, the father was Siddiq, she was Siddiqa. For her, 16 verses got revealed in the Noble Quran. Surah 24, verses 11 to 26. 16 verses Allah Jalla Wala revealed. Surah Nur, therefore she is to tell the people, Allimu nisaakum Surah An-Nur. Teach your women folk Surah Nur. There are so many masail to learn there. So our mother Siddiqa, how special she felt. Look at the master Rahmatulil Alameen, taking my glass with the leftover water. Today's enlightened Muslim. You tell them, do this. He say, no, I can't do this. There will be a lot of germs. Other unda, danda, they do, then they don't speak of germs. And this type of thing. So number one, wedding night, we give a gift. Then second, we read salat together, husband, wife. Then we sprinkle water, we make dua. Then fourth one, we make salam to one another. Fifth one, we share the gifts. Sixth recipe, that we share the utensils. So you got less washing to do also. One plate, one glass, one this, one that. So inshallah, muhabbat mein izafa hoga. The love will increase. Me and Fatima in Maldives. You go to Maldives, subhanallah. So they bring the coconut for you. And then, it's like, I told Fatima, come here outside, I want to show you, we make dua here. Ya Allah, you showed us Jannat in this world, now you put us in Jannat in Akhirat also. So they bring that coconut and they bring two straws for you. So, you know, Biwi one side and you one side, and then you drink that coconut. So imagine that is now only in Maldives. No, you do in your house also, what's wrong there? So you must remember this kind of thing. So how many recipes? 6. Today we give you recipes, woman recipes, for men we say prescription. 7 recipe, mothers, sisters. When last you smile with your husband? Bichara husband had a hard day, tough day. Customers gave him hard time. Employees gave him hard time. He come there, he never even made salam. The wife, you start. You know you. You're good for nothing. You do this, you do this. Bichara husband says, I'm getting another tongue lashing. You try from today, sister. Husband come, just smile with him, make salam. And you know he like coffee, he like tea, he like juice, whatever. Just keep it ready. Smiling is contagious. I'm lecturing now 30 years, 35 years. Sometimes I just stand and I keep quiet. I look at the audience and I just smile. Automatically you will see the audience is smiling back. You try it with your husband. That you just smile. Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلْقٍ. Do not belittle any good action, even if you have to smile. Smile with the right people. Today our people, we see an old lady, we keep our gaze down. They say, no, salam ni karwano. We see one young tata day, one young cheek day, say, oh, how are you, sister? Assalamu alaikum. See, I'm making sister to my salam to my Muslim sister. He's a Muslim sister. So the mother, that is not right. So remember this, that woman to woman, man to man, and you make salam to your father, husband, brother, son, like that, nephew, all those kind of things. Okay. So that is smiling. So how many we got? How many prescriptions, recipes, Mulana? 7. 8th one, mothers, sisters, you keep an affectionate name for your husband. see Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Aish, her name Aisha, but he makes shortcut. Oh Aish, Ya Humaira, oh you, the one with the red, red complexion. How special she felt. So you call your husband, oh honey, give me some money. See, husband, I'll smile. You see? So now you also give him some nice affectionate name and all that, whatever he likes. Don't go give him some funny name, eh, Popeye or something like that. Obviously he'll feel bad like you're a stupid. But if you like Popeye, it's no problem. So you must remember this kind of thing. So affectionate names both way. Husband, wife, you don't have to just speak. You know the olden time, our beloved parents, they passed away, Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. They would never call one another by the name. They would just speak out of love and respect. But you can call by the name, but it's better you give an affectionate name. So that way there, the love will increase. 8, 9, all of you must learn this. Remember dua. So write it down, make mental notes. Those of you married, mashallah, you fixed up. So very good. I myself, you know when I got married? Okay, we're speaking of this, let me tell you all this also. Best day to get married, Friday. Best month to get married, Shawwal. Best date in Shawwal to get married, 10th of Shawwal. Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha on the 10th. Our Mawlana Ahmad is here. Mawlana, you want reference? Go open Mishkat Sharif's commentary, Mirqat. Mullah Ali Qari, you will find it there, Rahimahullah. I married my Fatima also on the 10th of Shawwal. So mashallah, you're making all tayari now, samosa, nepar, nehandu, all this thing. So now get tayari, get your son and daughter also married in now Shawwal. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, I had no children. So she had nephews and nieces. She used to catch them, say, Tirmidhi is mentioned. Say, hey, come here. Come, I get you married quick, quick. All of you get married in Shawwal. She used to get and encourage her family members, all of them, to get married during the month of Shawwal. So now you got, we're still in Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, and then Shawwal. So you still got 2, 2.5, 3 months, mashallah. So you get them married like that. So we got, oh, and you perform the nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid. You perform the nikah in a masjid, not this hall and that hall and city hall. And so you see all that Islam gave. So number 9, that the recipe for all of you mothers, sisters, that what you do, that you tell your husband, you tell your son, you tell your nephew, grandson, and you tell your beloved daughters and flowers, Surah 25, verse 74. Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana, it's for male and female. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh, beloved Allah, you grant us such spouses and such children, children, grandchildren, progeny. Qurrata ayun. The coolness of the eyes. What a beautiful, powerful, potent dua. Surah 25, verse 74. Imagine, you know, husband, wife, amne samne de de, and now you married so long, and still you have that love for one another. The husband remembers all the sacrifices his beloved wife made. The wife remembers all the sacrifices the husband made. So that is what is love. Today, you, as the nani, dadi, ma, you are so worried. Ke poiro, poiri ne hutai, manje chokro, manje chokri ke koro tino. So I spoke Mehman Gujarati there for you. Mera larka, larki ko kya hoga? So you write down now. Surah 25, verse 54. Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion. Verse 54. For all of you who got sons and daughters who are unmarried, obviously it's a concern, especially if you got daughters also. So you read this verse and tell them also to read Surah 25 verse 74. You, the parents, read Surah 25 verse 54. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. He, Almighty Allah, created this human being from that semen, from that sperm. Allah made us the masterpiece of His creation. But look, what is our origin? That semen and sperm. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَسِحْرًا. Then Almighty Allah gave you a nasab. I am the son of Ismail and the son of Halima. Both are rahimahullah. Both buried in Heidelberg. So mothers, sisters, you must remember, so a great bounty from Allah that we have a father, mother. Then wasihra, and then you have in-laws. So you have father-in-law and you have mother-in-law. So that also, mother-in-law's name Halima and father-in-law's name Usman, both also rahimahullah. So mothers, sisters, now you want your son, daughter to get married, they have nasab, they got mother, they got father. But now you want them to get in-laws. Not to make them outlaw, so now to make them in-law. So in that way there, you read this verse, Surah 25, verse 54. So inshallah, inshallah, there'll be nikah and everything will be good there. And encourage them quickly, quickly, all this business. One day I went to a shop, Hindu guy shop. I don't know, I had to go see something or buy something there. So he had a frame. He said suffering, suffering, and then engagement ring, then wedding ring, all that. So I told him, why you put suffering, engagement ring, wedding ring? So he said, okay, why you don't put something? So I told him, put caring, sharing, bearing. So in that way there, you care for one another. You share with one another. You bear with one another. I say, oh, very good. I say, Islam, it teaches this. So at least we gave him some lesson of Islam also. So Islam always take the positive side. So mothers, sisters, last one, then I'm finished. I give you 10, 15 minutes to ask any question. So you must remember this, that Walil Surah 7, Surah 7, verse number 180. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Not tomorrow, you start today. So every day read the Asma'ul Husna, the wonderful, beautiful names of Allah. You tell your husband, I love you, I love you. Then you find after some time the marriage is finished. You see the husband telling the wife, then the marriage is gone, Allah forbid. Having this extramarital business and lot of funny things. So read, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. The attribute, the name of Almighty Allah. Allah is the one who enhances the love, who brings the love. So remember that your 50-year-old Baji, 70-year-old man, 80-year-old, he still tell his wife, oh darling, I love you, I appreciate you, Allah have mercy on you. So that is what we want. Not only the bodies must meet, the hearts must meet. There must be unity of thought. Both of you are going in the same direction. Then you will see this marriage becomes a jannat also. And when everywhere this collision goes, husband say right, wife say left. Husband say garam, she say sardi, she say cold. Everything opposite, then it becomes jahannam on this earth also. So mothers, sisters, take these 10 recipes and inshallah you will see how far you will go in life. And last point, I just make at this point. You see, you all are not there normally, but it's very important for you to know this. Mona Ahmad is here, Mona Muhammad, myself. So we perform 100 nikahs, 5 nikahs, Allah alone knows how many nikahs. So we read certain verses from the Noble Quran. That youngster also wants to get married. Half the time he's not interested. He's telling this, Brother Maulana must make quick. My wife is waiting. So Islam taught us, Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. The verse has to do with taqwa. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqati. Fear Allah as Allah ought to be feared. Third verse, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O ummat, adopt the quality of taqwa and speak straight. Be honest, don't speak lies. Once you're going to betray the trust of one another and so forth. So mothers, sisters, the secret for your wonderful, beautiful marriage is that taqwa. Again we go to the master, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, master of the Arabic language, linguist par excellence. Someone asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, what is taqwa? So this is the definition he made. Al-Khawfu min al-Jalil, that you have the fear of Almighty Allah. How we are, in English, there's an excellent word. We are sanctimonious. We have double identity. Lord Yamma, we are Buzruks. Let us go to Dubai. Let us go India. Let us go London. All hell break loose. No. Khalwat mein, jalwat mein, in private and public, the fear of Allah is there. So that is al-khawfu min al-jaleel. Wal-amalu bit-tanzeel. And you practice on Quran and Sunnah. We don't practice on our own riwaj and custom and rasam, no. And then third one, wal-ridha bil-qaleel. That you content with what you got. Don't demand every year one. No, I must change the curtains every year. Every 2 years must change the carpets. Every 3 years must change the furniture. Once you start demanding, you're causing now, you know, in the plane you go. So then they put the light on. They tell you that now we got big turbulence coming. You're causing turbulence to your marriage. See, yes, Sayyidina Ali. Every phrase he ended with alarm. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel. Wal-amalu bit-tanzeel. Wal-ridha bil-qaleel. وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ And prepare for the day of your departure. So may Almighty Allah keep our marriages, inshallah, in such a manner that the husband and wife are always loyal to one another, enhance the marriage and this unity of thought, and bless the couple with wonderful, pious children who become the coolness of the eyes. Okay, there's 10 minutes left. That inshallah, whatever questions, you can ask from there. I don't know if there's a mic there. Otherwise, just write it down quickly, and then I'll answer it. Whatever, on any topic, you've got questions, inshallah. You can ask questions, inshallah.
SMS to a number,
082. Okay, just SMS this number. Okay,
SMS to 082-574-0178.
Okay, while well, I'm sure you've got the numbers now, you've got your cell phone, just you can send the questions, inshallah, quick. Don't make long stories now, short, inshallah. See, three hadiths came to my mind, mother, sisters. Number one is this, we all want barakah. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Nabi alayhi salam said, Inna a'daman nikahi barakah, aysaruhu ma'una. The best nikah is the one where there is minimum expenditure. I performed a nikah once, the mahar was 140,000 rand. I even thought I saw wrong, so I asked, you sure? He said, yeah, 140. I thought maybe it's 14,000. After 4, 5, 6 months or something, finish everything. So you see, sometimes we do things just to impress people. And Nabi alayhi salam said, Man samma asamma Allah bihi. We do things to impress, then Allah makes that a reason and a cause that we get disgraced, Allah forbid. So don't do this kind of thing, sisters. Remember that. It's a happy occasion, everything. But remember the hadith we want, so keep it simple as far as possible. Ji.
Can ladies attend talks like this when in menses?
Remember, for sisters to attend talks like this in menses, totally permissible. When I heard that the venue is here, by Maulana Ahmad's mother, father's place here, so the first thought came to my mind, because normally when I gave talks here, it was always at the masjid. So the first thought came to my mind, no, maybe the lady said they can't come to the masjid, therefore they kept it in the house. So 100%, if it's masjid and you're in Nafaki and it's proper masjid, then you can't enter there. Why I use the word proper masjid? Meaning if it's musalla, all that, then it's fine. All that portion is not part of the masjid, then it's fine. But the house, totally permissible, no problem at all. Gee. One man, one vote, they say. So, yeah, mashallah, we had one question so far. I think they forgot the number. Maulana, give the number there.
082-574-0178. Sisters can send their questions to this number. 082-574-0178.
Second one, mothers, sisters, that why do we go wrong? Selection of spouse. We want, for look at both ways, Nabi alayhi salam said. The boy, the guy wants to get married, so he looks li jamaliha, her beauty, wa li maliha, her wealth, wa li hasabiha, that her rank in society, you know, they belong to this family and that family. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa li deeniha, and her deen, fazfar bidati deen. Everything can change, but inshallah the deen will not change. So remember that, make that priority number one. Beauty is there today, after she gives birth, 1, 2, you can see the beauty is no more there. The mouth, sometime they reach, and then sometime 1, 2 deals turn sour, then the wealth is gone. How many instances we know? Wali hasabiha, the family does something funny, all that name izzat is gone. And deen, inshallah, it will filter down to the children, grandchildren also. So always look at that. Now look at the hadith in Tirmidhi. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ, when someone comes to propose to your daughter, your sister, your niece, and مِمَّنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ, you are pleased with the deen of that person. The person is a Muslim, is not Qadiani, not Shia, and all these type of funny things. So, and وَخُلُقَهُ, the character, the income of that person, the salat, and you know, he's not always angry and all these type of things, good character, upright person. فَزَوِّجُ, then get your son, get your daughter, get your sister, get them married to that person. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلْ, if you are not going to do this, sisters, mothers, fathers, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ أَرِيدٌ, then there will be mayhem, chaos on this earth. Just yesterday, a youngster came and he said, he saw more than 50 girls, but still nothing is happening. See now, people got different criterias. Maybe you're not white enough, maybe you're not rich enough, maybe you're not tall enough, maybe, are we perfect? None of us are perfect. So look at our own shortcomings, get our son, our daughter settled, and read these du'as for yourself, Surah 25 verse 74. As parents, read Surah 25 verse 54 for your beloved flowers, sons, daughters, grandchildren. Inshallah, Almighty Allah will let them get settled very, very soon, inshallah.
Ji. The next question, Muftiz, to ask for a divorce on the basis that the husband refuses to support the family financially, is it a valid reason?
Expects
the wife to work and bring income.
You must remember, in Islam we have a system. The system is this: the husband must be the breadwinner and not the wife. And where the husband is not the breadwinner and he wants to be a parasite and wants to live on the wife's income, then the wife has all the right to request a divorce. Divorce should be the last option and not the first. So remember, you get the ulama involved, some elders of the family, let them speak to him and so forth. But he wants to sit there on his laurels and sit and take money from you and you must work, definitely that is no. It's unacceptable. So if he continues like that, then remember you have valid grounds, there will be no sin upon you. And if he doesn't give divorce, you can go to the ulama and apply for fasakh and annulment of marriage. But again, I repeat and reiterate, it should be the last resort, not the first option.
Next question. If marital problems arise, what are some steps the wife can take to have the issues resolved or to bring love into the
world? Almighty Allah addresses this question both ways. If the wife is rebellious, she don't want to read salat, she don't want to wear modest clothes, she don't want to, you know, a lot of things she don't want. So Quran says, وَاللَّاتِ تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ, when the wife is rebellious, you the husband, not in front of the children, and فَإِذُوهُنَّ, when you alone, advise her. When you analyze the word فَإِذُوهُنَّ in Arabic, it means تَرْقِيقُ الْقُلُوبِ. Give her such advice, it melts her heart. She still doesn't listen. وَهَجُرُهُنَّ فِي الْمَدَاجِ, you separate the bed. Separate the bed don't mean you take a saw and now make the double bed into two single. No. You withhold the conjugal rights. So you tell her, no, I'm not going to fulfill your right because you're being very, very rebellious, disobedient and so on. So still she doesn't listen. Wadribuhun. You can hit her. Hit don't mean you take your hand and bash her up. That's all haram. All. Hit mean you take a miswak, you take a ruler and just tap her on the hand. That's what is meant. No marks, no scars, no nothing. And that's the third step. Still things are not getting right. It's going from bad to worse. All this was between husband and wife only. Now you're bringing outside help. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبْأَثُوا حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. So then you appoint the arbitrator from the wife's side, you appoint from the husband's side. See, even at this 11th hour, Quran is saying, إِي يُرِيدَ إِسْلَاحَ. Where you fear this marriage is on the verge of breaking, and if these two arbitrators go into that meeting with the intention to reconcile, remember Allah's help will be there. So don't go into that meeting with the intention to break it. Say, no, we will try our level best to reconcile these parties. How many steps? Four. Then you come to talaq. So that is where the wife is the one who's... Now let's say the husband is in the wrong. Then what? وَإِنْ إِمْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا. The husband, he lost interest, he's busy with his secretary. The husband now is busy with his number two. Private, secret nikah. There's no secret nikah in Islam, all this. You must remember that. That the girl's father doesn't even know the girl is married and all this kind of thing. So you must remember that is... So Quran says, فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَيُّسْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا سُلْحَا. So the best thing for you, O wife, where your husband is this, you try your level best to reconcile. Why must you try your level best? Because it's not one person's life. It's your life. There are children involved. Ma'asum children many a time. So therefore Quran is repeating and telling you, وَسُلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Reconciliation is the best. But for reconciliation, وَأُحْذِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحُ. That the parties can't be sticking to their guns. Husband tells his wife, you do my way or you catch the highway. You can't do that. Both parties must compromise. Husband say, fine, I give in ABC. Wife say, I give in XYZ. And then for the sake of the children and so forth. So how many marriages we know, they were right on the verge and brink of finishing up breaking. But subhanallah, some elders, some people, ulama came together. And now today they're living so happily. So, and sometimes obviously we know it doesn't work out that way. So you, the wife, always you should try your level best. Start ta'aleem in your house, take the Fazail Kitabs, Riyadu Salihin, and start reading. Create that environment of deen in your house. Our problem today is the husband is busy with Hollywood, the wife is busy with Bollywood, and the children busy with Robin Hood. So how are you going to go far like that, sister? You must say, everybody is busy with their phone. Everyone is busy with the iPad. You know the family was sitting. So the son said, I'm busy with my iPad. The daughter said, I'm busy with my iPod. And then that one said, I'm busy with my some other iThing or whatever. So the father said, yes, I paid for everything. So mothers, sisters, this the gadgets are good if we use it for good purposes. But when we use it for haram like today, so you must remember how many marriages are breaking. So therefore, you and your husband, remember, once that trust is broken, your husband is hiding his phone from you. Remember that marriage is going downwards. You are hiding your phone from your husband. That marriage is going to spiral out of control if you are not careful. So there must be nothing of that, secrets in that. So be transparent, be open, and inshallah, carry out the 10 recipes I told you. With the help and mercy of Allah, a lot of things will change in your life. The time is... Oh, DJ, fire up the question.
What does a wife do if the husband does not reply to
his
salam alaikum?
When the husband does not reply to his wife salam, so you continue making salam. And the third time, when the husband does not reply, فَإِنَّ الْإِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, then the sin is on him. So you must still continue making salam, making dua and so forth. And in private, ask him, what did you do wrong? That he doesn't want to respond to you and so forth and so on. Sometimes it's misunderstanding. Sometimes, you know, there's pressure of work and whatever. Now the husbands also, they unfairly, They vent their anger on their wife. They can't take it out on the boss, but they take it out on the wife, you know. So all these kind of problems come about. So you should now tell them that, you know, let us solve and resolve this problem.
Load shedding.
Load shedding, DC. Oh, there's not finished now. It's got finished. All right. So they can't hear. Anyway, normally I say DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current.